Guys, Subur is an absolute beast when it comes to evolution. Go to Subur's channel, Darwinian Delusions, for more. And let's look at his best bits that I could find.
That's a gen, yeah.
Why were the founding fathers of the fields of physics, chemistry, biology, psychology, sociology, anthropology, theists? Now, in the 20th century, when we've made so much progress, you guys have decided to come out of your caves and say,
well, this is all due to us.
Where were you for the last 1,000 years?
We were all theists, or we were all hiding from theists, weren't we?
Bruh.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
If you can show me a single peer-reviewed scientific paper where there is any direct ridicule
of any religious belief whatsoever,
then I will put my hands up and I'll say that's wrong.
Wow!
The Nature Office, which is behind King's Cross, which is the most prestigious peer-reviewed journal in the world, there is a peer-reviewed paper where they are criticizing critics of Darwinian evolution. And in that peer-reviewed article, he does a false dichotomy between Darwinian evolution and the idea of a benevolent God.
Fatality.
And he takes these two ideas and he ridicules this.
That's a single thing from a single person.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What's going on here, ladies and gentlemen?
Show me a single
peer-reviewed
scientific...
And atheists haven't done much, frankly.
Trying to separate science.
They haven't sent us to the moon, haven't done every technological advancement on the
moon. Okay, number one, we went to the moon based upon Newtonian mechanics. Guess what? Isaac Newton was not an atheist. He was a devout Christian. And the greatest thing that he believed he achieved in his life was to die a virgin. Right? He was not an atheist.
Are you kidding?
Two. Well, secondly, the scientific method, its product is space exploration. That's based upon science, and the first scientist was a Muslim.
Pay your respects. Throne defended.
Hitler, what he did is he applied Darwinism to a social context.
He applied eugenics to a social context.
Yep, and who came up with eugenics? Darwin's cousin. And his son, Leonard Darwin, is the father of eugenics in this country. And Hitler applied it.
Talk to people about the modern theory of evolution. Get rid of the word Darwinism, because that seems to me
okay. Which modern theory? Because we have orthogenetic evolution, we have evolution by natural genetic engineering, we have neo-Lamarckian evolution, we have neo-mutationism, we have evolution by self-organization and the acquirence of entire genomes. We have all these different evolutionary models. Most of them are non-Darwinian.
Wallahi, well, you're finished.
If that's true, then you being in this secular society, you should also challenge the material genesis story of atheism.
I think it is challenged.
If it is challenged, then give me any evidence in any school in this country or university where you can openly teach alternatives to Darwinian evolution and where you can openly criticize Darwinian evolution.
You only believe in it because of socialization. You don't understand it.
I am reading books on it. That's why I...
So you understand it? Are you making that...
understand it fully.
Thank you. Thank you. That's what I'm looking for. Just admit but it. You don't understand it.
Does anybody understand anything fully?
You have your little YouTube channel. You come around here, you're trying to talk to people, right? I came here just to show you do not have a clue what you're talking about.
In that book,
we're allowed to do that in the free world, right?
But in the free world, I could also insult your mother, but I'm not going to do that.
My Detroit players came for my hooligans in Brooklyn.
Every single society has limits on the freedom of speech. Every single society,
of course,
without exception.
You do have no idea how Darwinian evolution works.
I have a basic idea, that's it. If you're going to question me...
Okay, let's check your basic idea.
What's your basic idea? Natural selection through mutation, that's the basic idea.
That's not even Darwinism! It's natural selection plus random mutations.
So what?
If it's natural selection plus mutations, guess what it becomes? Epigenetics.
So
orthogenetic evolution. You don't understand Darwinian evolution. You've only been socialized into it.
Allahu Akbar.
As you guys know, it's holiday season. We got a lot of time off. Some of you guys watching are kids. Some of you are watching that are parents, but your kids have doubts. Speaker's Corner is a brilliant thing to watch together. Some episodes are half an hour, some 10 minutes, some an hour. And there's all sorts of topics with Christians, with Shias, with atheists, with agnostics. So I definitely suggest, especially in this period of time where there's so much doubt and misinformation, instead of watching Netflix, watch Speaker's Corner Flex. There's loads of speakers, yeah? You got Ali Dawah, you got Muhammad Hijab, you got Hamza from EF Dawah, you got Hashim, you got Mansoor, you got Subur. And these are a few top guys, yeah, veterans. I'd suggest to start off with these. It's grassroots dawah, yeah? They're not pulling back punches. And to hear responses to come from that scene, definitely check it out. Until next time, guys. Salaamu alaikum.